Every day, scores of people line up in front of Germany's embassy here in Pristina, hoping to get work or study visas, which will allow them to leave Kosovo. It's a well-worn path, and there's no sign of its popularity decreasing.
Germany is the hosting nation that it's hosting more Kosovars than anyone in Europe. So it's many hundred thousands, actually.
Ramush Haradinaj is Kosovo's prime minister.
It's very sad, the fact that that trend is still continuing. And we have to work hard here not to allow that. I mean, to give to our own people an alternative of a job here. And I think it would be in everybody's interest, including in Germany economy's interest, that economic activities not to be only concentrated in the same Germany, but those to happen in Balkans and elsewhere. And we are working for a business offer for investors from Europe, from UK, from United States, hopefully for creating more jobs in our country. But it's very sad to see our people leaving, our young people.
There are plenty of young people at Mitched, one of the most popular pubs in Pristina, and that includes the staff serving beer and burgers to a mixed crowd of local and international customers. But like any business in Kosovo, the pub finds it hard to hold on to their staff, because young people tend to head for Germany as soon as they get the chance. It's certainly a headache for the pub's owner, Alban Ibrahimi.
This will have a very bad effect in short term. In long run, I think it will have positive effects, because you'll have the employers taking care more about their employees and creating better conditions that they had in the past to be able to live a more decent life. The salaries that our employers were paying to employees were lowest in the region or somewhere there. That has to change. The social system has to change. The health system has to change. The staff benefits have to change.
Demographically speaking, Kosovo is the youngest country in Europe. About half its 2 million people are under the age of 25. That means they won't have anything more than hazy memories of the conflict of the late 1990s. But these young workers at the pub do have a clear view of the present situation and a strong feeling that their future prosperity lies elsewhere.
I want to go to Germany for a better life. I'm getting a student visa, but my uncle's boss has promised me he'll give me a job as a waiter when I get there.
Among your friends who want to leave to go to Germany, say, why do they want to go?
For a better life. Mm. I think no one want to leave her state. Mm. I think we have to work here much more than we do now.
I think it's because of the system we live here. You can't build yourself in a state that it's corrupt.
Kosovo's Independence Day celebrations used to be euphoric affairs. Now people are far more sober about the reality of their situation. Scores of countries have yet to recognise Kosovo's independence, and there's still no visa waiver agreement with the European Union. That makes travelling outside the country complicated. Antonetta Tsoli was born in Germany, but her family is originally from Kosovo. Now she lives in Pristina and works for the Friedrich Ebert Foundation on projects promoting Kosovo's development.
It would not need a lot to make them happy here. Just to have a job, social security, health insurance, and a better education. This will be sufficient. They are not aliens. They are from this earth. They want everything what the other people also have. So,
have the leaders of this country got the vision to do that, though, or the political will to do that?
No. No, otherwise they would have done it. We are 20 years from war now, so there were enough years and chances to do that. So now it's really on them to do something. Otherwise they will be empty them without without young people.
It all means that this week's celebrations will come with a large side order of regret. Kosovo's young people are stuck with politicians they don't trust and hindered by travel restrictions. And that's a recipe for the exodus to continue. Guy Delaunay, DW, Pristina.